especially pray for Brother Wayne, Wayne McPhil. The brother was telling me he left here Sunday, and he had to go to the hospital, and they found out that he was having problems with kidney stones, I believe it was. But he's back home now. He's not feeling well. Just really pray for Brother Wayne. He's truly a blessing to Home Baptist Church. I entitled this lesson, Love Prompts Action. Love Prompts Action. If you turn with me to the book of 1 John, and we'll start there. Love can only be known by the actions it prompts. Love can only be known by the actions it prompts. And I looked up that word prompt, meaning arriving on time, immediate, punctual, or made or done at the exact time. God's love has been prompted in action since the beginning. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God's love prompted action. And it's impossible for God's love not to prompt action. God's love will always produce. In 1 John chapter 4, let us look at one of the actions God's love prompts. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God's love is seen in the gift of his Son, that we might live through him. Who are those who will appreciate, understand, comprehend, or rejoice in his love and the actions his love prompts? Only those whom God unveils the reality of themselves, their whole character, their whole nature, and their whole being. In Ephesians chapter 2, if you turn with me there, Ephesians chapter 2, we'll read in verse 2 and verse 3. Wherein in times past, or in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation. There is no exceptions. In times past, in the lust of the flesh, which can only fulfill the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Only those are the ones in verses 2 and 3 that will rejoice in the actions God's love prompts. In verse 1, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And dead in trespasses and sins. And in Colossians chapter 1, love can only be known by the action it prompts. We'll read in verse 21. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Those are the ones in verse 21 that will rejoice and appreciate in the actions God's love prompts. What actions is prompted? In verse 13 we'll read, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 22, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Those are the ones that will rejoice in, appreciate in the actions God's love prompts. In John 3, 17 through 21, very familiar verses. We read, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Those are the ones that will appreciate, understand, comprehend, and then rejoice in the action his love prompts. In verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Actions his love will prompt also in Matthew 26, speaking of the salvation of a soul, one of the actions God's love prompts. 26, verse 26 through 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and says, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." As we have seen, love can only be known by the action it prompts. God's love has been prompting action since the beginning. It's been prompting action since the beginning. And I believe it's impossible for God's love not to prompt action. For those who are saved, as we think where we are now on our pilgrim journey, that is our lives after salvation until we go home to be with him in glory, God's love still keeps prompting action all the time. It doesn't stop there, just at our salvation. I don't believe it can stop there. If you turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 9, a picture of our lives after salvation, and how God's love keeps prompting action. Let us look at a picture of our lives and the action and the actions God's love keeps prompting. In Nehemiah chapter 9, we'll start with verse 1. "Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Then stood upon the stairs of the Levites Jeshuiah, and he said in verse 6, 'Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Thou art the Lord, the God who didst choose Abram.'" There is one of the actions God's love prompts. "And broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name Abraham. And foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites," another action God's love prompts, "and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and hast performed thy words, and thou art righteous. And did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and showest signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and all his servants, and all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them, so didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on dry land, and their persecutors thou threwest into the deeps as a stone in the mighty waters. Moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, so to give them light in the way wherein they should go. God's love keeps prompting action. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gavest them the bread from heaven for their hunger, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in and possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks, and hearkened not to thy commandments. But God's love still keeps prompt in action, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, This is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, and had wrought great provocations, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud departed not from them by the day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them the light and the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not manna from their mouths, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yet 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Moreover, thou gavest them kingdoms and nations, and didst divide them into the corners. God's love keeps prompting action. So they possessed the land of Sion, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Their children also multipliest thou as the stars of heaven, and broughtest them into the land concerning which thou hast promised to their fathers, that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and thou subduest before them the inhabitants of the land of the Canaanites, and gavest them into their hands with their kings and with the people of the land, that they might do with them as they will. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells already digged, vineyards and olive yards and fruit trees in the abundance, so that they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocations, but God's love keeps prompt in action. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies. That's God's love prompt in action also. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them savers who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies, and testifiest against them that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder and hardened the neck and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them, because God's love keeps prompt in action, and testifiest against them by thy spirit and thy prophets. Yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sakes, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and a merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keep his covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee, that hath come upon us, and on our kings, and on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and all of thy people since the time of the kings of Assyria. Our pilgrim journey, that is our lives after salvation, until we go home to be with him in glory, God's love will keep prompt in action. It will keep prompting. He's been doing that with me for 15 years. That's why I'm still here today. That's why I am still here today. Not because of me, because God's love keeps prompting action. I didn't believe, and as I said earlier, I don't believe it can stop there. It can't stop there. God's love is going to keep prompting actions in our lives. Now let's talk about our love for Him. It all starts in 1 John 4:19. We love Him because He first loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. Again, love can only be known by the actions it prompts. I believe, again, as I'll get into in a moment, spiritual life and spiritual love equals prompt action. Prompt action. John 3:3-5, Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again, or you cannot see nor enter into the kingdom of God." What does it mean to be born again? It means to be made spiritually alive, Ephesians 2:1. "And you hath he quickened, who were spiritually dead." Naturally alive, but spiritually dead. Turn me to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Chapter 5 and verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." He is a new creature. "Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Again, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation." Again, that makes it a whole new ball game. That changes everything right there. "Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." Jesus made this divine promise. Turn with me to John chapter 7. And in verse 37, Jesus says, in verse 37, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." What's he saying? Well, in verse 38, he says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Spiritual life. "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive." Should receive. Jesus made that divine promise. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Verse 38, the side effects. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Verse 39, "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive." Galatians 5:22 declares one of the fruits of the Spirit, the first one mentioned, is love. Is love. Spiritual love. Spiritual love, I believe, will prompt action. Just like God's love. Just like God's love. Spiritual love. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2 declares, "Walk in love. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us." As Christ also hath loved us. Let us look at some of the actions a healthy spiritual love in the lives of God's people will prompt. In Daniel chapter 3, a healthy spiritual love will prompt actions. In Daniel chapter 3, and we'll start with verse 10. Declares, "Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and I don't know what that's called, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image." Shall fall down and worship the golden image. That's the decree the king made. "But whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." What caused that? That spiritual love, a healthy spiritual love, will prompt action. Then the king, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. The king spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do ye not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, then things will go well for you. But if you worship not, you shall be cast that same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We are not even careful. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. If it be so, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. That is one of the actions that a healthy spiritual love will prompt, to endure temptation. It will help you to endure temptation. When that spiritual love is healthy, it will help you to endure temptation. Another action a healthy spiritual love will prompt is confession. In Psalms 51, we'll look at David's example. David says in Psalms 51, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, against thee, and thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Verse 6, Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. Verse 7, Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Verse 9, Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out mine iniquities. Verse 10, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Verse 12, Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. The Lord's been doing that to me for 15 years. All the times I fall down, he's always the one to help me get back up. I can't get myself back up. Pastor can't help me get up. Home Baptist Church can't help me get back. Only the Lord, the one you sinned against, he's the only one who can help you get back up. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God. And in verse 16, For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. There's another one of the actions that a healthy spiritual love will prompt. Another action a healthy spiritual love will prompt is to endure chastening. Proverbs chapter 3. When you have a healthy spiritual love, you'll see it in a different way. You'll see it in a different way. But in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11, My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his love. That's what I call his correction, is his love. That's all it's been for me for 15 years. It's been love. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Even as the father, the son in whom he delighteth. Now, these are the side effects of God's chastening. Happy is the man that findeth this wisdom, and the man that getteth this understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. Another action a healthy spiritual love will prompt in the life of a child of God is even to taking corrective action against yourself. Turn me to Ezra. Ezra chapter 9. We'll read verses verses 3 through 7. Ezra here speaking, "And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard." I've never gone that far to pluck the hair off my head, but to earnestly pray for God to do whatever he has to keep me from myself. Don't leave me alone to myself, Lord, please. "And he sat down astonished, and there were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the words of the God of Israel because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice, and at evening sacrifice I rose up from my heaviness, having rent my garment and my mantle. I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God, and said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses grown up into the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have we been a great trespass unto this day, and for our iniquities have we, our kings, our priests, been delivered into the hands of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day." Again, love can only be known by the actions it prompts. Love is the main driving force for the life of a child of God, that spiritual love. I believe that spiritual love is the main ingredient to us binding ourselves to the fulfillment of "Thus saith the Lord." That's the only way you'll be able to stand for him with a healthy spiritual love, and for that love for him to stay healthy, or to the taking of corrective action against ourselves for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Remember, let's not forget 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. Because he first loved us. Spiritual love has God for its primary object. When we try to create any other primary object, that spiritual love is not going to remain healthy. It's going to get sick. Spiritual love, God gave us that part of the new and inner man, that spiritual love, for it to be used for him to be the primary object. That's the only thing he gave it to us for. If we try to do something else with it, it's not going to work. Or spiritual love will express itself, first of all, in implicit obedience to "Thus saith the Lord." In closing, a few more scriptures. Some more actions that a healthy spiritual love will prompt. In Psalms 42, if you turn with me there. A healthy spiritual love will cause you to desire his presence. Will cause you to desire his presence. In verse 1, "As a hart painteth after the water brooks, so painteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come?" I mean, he wanted to feel his presence so bad. When shall I come and appear before him? You know, he wanted to go home to be with the Lord. "My tears have been my meat all day, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? Where is thy God?" A healthy spiritual love will cause you to desire his presence. In Psalms 84, a healthy spiritual love will cause you to want to be where he is, just like his presence. But in Psalms 84 and verse 1, "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee." Another action is to be what he wants you to be in verse 10. "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." Another action that God's love will prompt continually in the life of a child of God is in Psalm 73. Love will cause you to express that you are without hope without him. In every position of your life, that you are without hope without him, that you need him. You need his divine intervention in every area of your life. Psalm 73:25-28. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, that they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it's good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. And in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. A healthy spiritual love will prompt you to serve him, to labor or work in his name. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. That you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Many times that spiritual love, that fruit of the Spirit that God gave me, many times I've gotten it sick. Through my own sins or from out there in the world. Jesus says in closing in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 13, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 18, Jesus says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried, or a healthy spiritual love. It's been tried in the fire. That thou mayest be spiritually rich, and with white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with oil salve, that thou mayest see. And in verse 20, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door, even at your door, and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Brother Mark, will you come and lead us in a...